was a bit of a brat when he first read the script, but after having his own kids, he realized this is kind of par the course.
Get upstairs.
I am upstairs, dummy.
I don't want any family. Families suck.
It's a house full of people, yet ironically, there's nowhere to unload your stress because everyone is so stressed out. So it comes out like,
I wouldn't let you sleep in my room if you were growing on my ass.
Well, that's nowhere near the harshness of Trout Sniffer, but still pretty rough. But he says a genuinely nice thing at the end.
It's pretty cool that you didn't burn the place down.
Thanks, Buzz.
And if you've ever had an older bully pain in the ass brother, you know what a big deal that is. They notice their creepy neighbor Marley salting the sidewalks, which somehow these kids find a way to make scary.
See the garbage can full of salt? That's where he keeps his victims. The salt turns the bodies into mummies.
Okay, there's two movies I want made from this. One, clearly Angels with Filthy Souls, that goes without saying. And the other is this Salt Mummy movie. I don't care if it's another Walking Dead spinoff, somebody make this happen! Kevin finally has enough of everybody mocking him, so he attacks Buzz, causing absolute chaos.
Stop me!
Help me out.
No, no, get these passports out of here.
I must have seen this movie a million times and I never noticed Kevin's plane ticket being tossed in the trash. Nobody would have questioned where his ticket was, but they threw that in, and it's appreciated. The same way we appreciate Pete forcing us to farm fan theories about how this is the same universe.
The explanation is young Pete was put in a mental ward and nobody talks about it.
Kevin's mother, played by Catherine O'Hara, has had enough of his outbursts and sends him upstairs right after a supposed cop, played by Joe Pesci, warns her not to trust anyone this time of year, so she and her husband trust him this time of year and tell him all their security details.
Automatic timers for our lights, locks for our doors, that's about as well as anybody can do these days, right?
I don't know what's more disturbing, how easy it was to get that information or how easy it was to get a cop uniform to get that information. Wait a minute. Bullies? Damn you, convincing spirit Halloween clearance aisle!
You're the only one acting up.
Kevin's told to sleep in the attic, as Fuller will join him later.
I don't want a super Fuller. You know about him. He wets the bed. He'll pee all over me.
And according to this show, when he gets older, he might show me other things I don't want to see down there. Kevin wishes they'd all disappear, and faster than you can say hello,
ironic twist.
The power goes out, and the family leaves without him.
Did we miss the flight?
No, you just made it.
Yeah!
Coach, take whatever spring.
On American Airlines? Pfft, isn't their tagline? Hey, at least we're not Spirit. You'd be happier with Spirit.
Mom?
Kevin wakes up to an empty home filled with nothing but advent calendar colors. Seriously, there was a time when not every Christmas movie looked like this. You could argue this production design was eaten back then to fart out Christmas rom-coms now. And he thinks he made his family disappear.
You're completely helpless.
No, Kevin, you're what the French call les incompetents.
I like his memory of what they said is more exaggerated than how they actually said it. Though not by much.
There are 15 people in this house and you're the only